A, this is the Agent of Social Media Chaos, and I'm with the Horror Stream Live. We're on my
Hello.
channel. Normally, we're on his, but today we're on mine. And we will be on his soon with deep cuts. We're doing the top 10 Tim Curry roles.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Tim Curry passed away recently. So there's a lot of talk and a lot of buzz, usually when an actor passes away. By the way, thanks for having me, Agent.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of talk and a lot of buzz, and we just it's a time for reflection, take a look back and sort of examine the stuff that they gave us. It's the same thing with people in our personal life, right? When
Yeah.
somebody passes, we go back through the memories and think about all the ways that these people touched us. And actors actually touch us generally more than directors or producers or anything like that, because we see them and we sort of have a more direct connection to them. But yeah, so Tim Curry passed away very recently. And so we're going back into Agent's archive for his top 10 Tim Curry roles, his favorite Tim Curry roles. So these are, have you checked, rechecked? Have you gone over these again,
Yep.
Agent? And there's these, this top 10 list still stands.
Yep.
So when I think of Tim Curry, I think of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Which was his first role.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I actually did do a little bit of digging, and yeah, that's, he was doing theater and he did little tiny bits and bobs before then, but his first real thing was they dragged him out of theater and into Rocky Horror Picture Show. And boy, oh boy, was that ever a splash in the acting world.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking Rocky Horror Picture Show, Pennywise and It,
Prince of
and
Darkness in Legend, which is not on this list, but it is an honorable mention I figured I should list.
yeah, and I was going to say Legend.
Yeah.
You said Prince of Darkness, but isn't it just Darkness?
Yeah, I think it's
I don't know.
called both. I'm not sure.
Okay. Prince of Darkness is like the
Devil.
Satan. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
And I always
basically the
thought he
devil
was,
in that movie.
yeah, I always thought that he was Satan, but somebody called him just Darkness recently, and I heard that, and I was like, oh, gee, maybe I got that wrong.
No, I'm
But
pretty sure
anyway.
it was Prince of Darkness in the movie.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so Agent's top 10, 10, but those are the only three that I can think of. So
He was
I would have,
Rooster Hannigan in Annie.
I would have to actually sort of dig deep in order to find more than that. So
Yeah, I
there were my
actually had
three.
real a lot of trouble making this list because there were too many that I've seen that I liked.
Okay. Well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So, top 10 Pinker, or take it away.
Timothy James Curry, born 19th of April 1946, is an English actor and singer. He rose to prominence as Dr. Frankenfurter in the musical film The Rocky Horror Picture Show, reprising the role he had originated in the 1973 London, 1974 Los Angeles, and 1975 Broadway musical stage productions.
Right. Yeah. So that's basically summarizes basically what I just said. He got
Yep.
his start with Rocky Horror, and boy, oh boy, was that a big start. But he went from theater doing it. But getting into the theater, getting into a leading role in the theater is also no easy task.
Yep.
But I would say that generally speaking, it is easier than breaking through into acting. But holy cow, did he ever breakthrough in acting with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
Okay,
I view him as the second greatest actor of all time, by the way. Vincent Price is number one.
Wow, that's really high praise.
Yep.
I don't know. Vincent Price is by far my favorite, but I've never even thought about who would come in number two. But anyway, go ahead. Number 10.
Number 10, Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. After getting a flat tire, two sweethearts discover the eerie mansion of a flamboyant scientist and a house full of wild characters. Through elaborate dance and rock songs, the mad scientist unveils his latest creation, a perfect muscular man.
Okay, let's
play the trailer.
Check out the trailer.
You've seen all kinds of movies, but you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
True. This is post-musical, but...
is wonderfully weird.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own.
It's fabulously freaky. It's a trip to transsexual Transylvania. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Transsexual Transylvania.
The story is strange.
But tonight is the night. And my beautiful teacher is destined to be born!
The songs are super.
Science fiction.
The scenery is smashing. The cast is completely crazy.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
There's a mad scientist named Frank N. Furter.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
And Rocky, his incredible creature.
He was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined.
A sinister servant named Riff Raff.
I remember doing the time warp.
And Brad and Janet.
My name's Brad Majors.
Just a couple of clean-cut kids.
This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Touch me. I wanna be dirty.
Eddie. Magenta.
Wait till we report to Transylvania, huh?
Columbia. Dr. Scott.
Great Scott!
So give yourself over to absolute pleasure. See the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And that's the end of the trailer.
Yeah, that's quite the movie. Now,
yep.
There's a lot of maybe these themes today, but back then, these themes were very rare and far and few between. So, you know, like seeing this now, I feel differently than seeing it back then. But yeah, it took the world by storm. I remember, like, this movie came out in 75, so I was only 4 years old. So I wasn't seeing it or even interested in it at that age. But later on, A few years later, I started to get into movies and horror and stuff like that. And this would come up. And I remember there being a theater in Toronto. And it was called The Rocky, or The Roxy or something like that. Anyway, they only showed one movie, and it was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they showed it for decades upon decades. And there's a whole audience participation element to it. So during certain times, the audience and people would dress up and go, and the whole, it was an entire event. But it ended just before I really became of age to go check it out and see it and things like that. So that's a bit sad that I've never done the Rocky Horror Picture Show, or I've never seen it in its the way it should be seen, I guess. It's in a theater with everybody being crazy and stuff, dressed up and being crazy, doing all the things. But I still have hope that one day I will, because it was such a gigantic thing that I don't think it'll ever completely die. There'll be somebody doing a screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and all the crazy people will come out to see it and do all the things. You can see videos of it online. But yeah, I hope to do that one day. It's on my bucket list, let's just say. Okay.
Number 9, The Cat King and the Cat Returns, English dub. Young Haru rescues a cat from being run over, but soon learns it's no ordinary feline. It happens to be the prince of the cats.
Okay, let's check out. I've never heard of this one.
It's an anime movie. It also reruns in theaters every single year, by the way. So do all the other Studio Ghibli movies.
Ah! What is he doing?
Okay. I should be there in it
all!
That was quite a brave act you performed on my account.
That cat spoke to me.
Let it be known that the cat whose life you saved today was none other than the king's only son.
You will become his daughter-in-law and marry Prince Loon.
Huh? No, no, I don't want to marry a cat!
In case you haven't noticed, you're now in a world quite different from your own.
No, don't let them take me away, please!
Skip the tea.
Toto!
I see it.
That's the kingdom of cats? Hurry! You must leave. You don't belong here. There's no way I can marry a cat.
You're half cat already.
Excuse me. Would you cat it off?
I am Baron Humbert von Gickingen, and I have come for Haru.
The door to your world is at the top of that tower. You've got to be kidding me.
What I need you to do is learn just one thing. Always believe in yourself. Do this, and no matter where you are, you will have nothing to fear.
That's the end of that trailer.
That's weird. Did we even hear Tim Curry in this trailer?
Yep. He was the Cat King, the one that was chasing after who said, "You're already half cat already."
Okay. I must have missed it. I just didn't hear it properly. But anyway, yeah, lots of big stars voicing characters in that.
No. Yeah, the English dubs for Ghibli movies do have a lot of big stars in them.
Okay. So, yeah, there's one I've never heard of. So, obviously, not horror, but yeah. This is when Agent does a subject like this, he doesn't confine himself to just horror.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 8.
Slagar the Cruel in Redwall Season 2. The peaceful woodland creatures of Redwall Abbey are busy preparing for a feast during the summer equinox. Mattias and Cornflower have had a son named Matameo, who has been generally spoiled throughout his life by the inhabitants of Redwall. Meanwhile, the masked red fox Slagar the Cruel and his gang of rat and weasel slavers are planning to enter Redwall Abbey during one of their feasts. Slagar, a villainous fox, the son of Sela and previously known as Chicken Hound in Season 1, craving revenge for a crime never actually committed against him, intends to capture slaves from Redwall and take them to an underground kingdom ruled by a mysterious godlike figure named Malchris to be sold as slaves. After drugging the Abbey residents, he kidnaps Matameo, Tim and S. Church Mouse, Cynthia Bankful, and Sam Squirrel. They meet Alma, a young Eurasian badger maid, and Jube, a common hedgehog, who were also kidnapped by Slagar the Cruel. Upon discovering the children missing, Mattias, Basil Staghair, and Jess Squirrel, with the help of a few new friends, leave the Abbey to hunt down Slagar and return the children back home.
Okay, never heard of this one either. Let's watch the trailer. Well, there was no words in that trailer. It was just music.
Yep, that's the opening theme song, by the way.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed that. You know what I was thinking during that trailer? Is you have such a unique, varied opinion and watch. You know, the things you watch and enjoy are so very unique. It's just, it's a pleasure kind of going through, your things like this, where you literally introduce people to all sorts of things that, let's be honest, most people just don't, right?
And by the way, this, that is based off of a book series.
Okay.
Yeah, the
book. Have you read the book?
Yep. What's funny is that the they only ever adapted 3 of the books. Season 1 was book 1, season 2 was book 3, and then season 3 was book 6.
Oh.
So yeah, they never finished adapting the series. Then again, the series was also released out of order. The book numbers I listed was the order of release, but book 6 would have been first if it was order of events, and then book 1 would be book 9, and then book 3 would be book 10.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, the author died in 2011. There's like a total of, I think, 24 books.
Wow. So much great creativity out there. Are you worried that people are going to start become less creative now with AI?
Nope.
So you think that, do you think that AI is going to help creativity? Or just is going to
It's going to help speed up creativity. Creative people are going to be able to use it to speed up production of their work as an assistant, but at the same time, lazy people are just going to use it to quickly pump out stuff as well.
Right. One of the things that I've noticed is I do quite a bit of the content on the website with AI. And I really have to watch it. I have to be on top of it. It can't, like, it makes too many mistakes. For example, the latest one that really pissed me off was I wanted it to sort of summarize a certain person's YouTube video response to or review of the Halloween game. And it totally messed it up. Like AI just, like it couldn't understand that you could play as the killer or you could play as a survivor. So it just kind of confused the two things and it mixed it all up and it just spit out a bunch of gobbledygook that didn't even make any sense. And I was like, oh, and this sort of thing constantly happens. I don't know if you give these companies money, you know, like if you pay for a plan, you'll get a better result or what, but on a regular basis, I just find you really have to babysit the current AI stuff.
And if you're using it to make art, basically put, you should edit your art and fix the mistakes because they all have errors like six fingers and stuff like that when it's doing art.
Yeah. That's kind of one of the reasons why I think AI kind of attacked the art world first, because art is subjective, it's not objective, and it doesn't really have to be super accurate. Like if you have like in certain ways it does need to be accurate, but overall, like the concept of the painting or the drawing can be anything, and that's kind of leads into the LLMs or the AI, because they're not really good at accuracy. So having, and yeah, it's just, it kind of pisses me off. Sometimes I still use it, but I have to babysit it. And I have to go through it. I would be afraid of, AI, working on its own, because it would just be one gigantic mess.
Yeah, AI is a good assistant, but it's terrible on its own. You have to babysit it.
Yeah. Okay, number seven, what have you got for us?
Lord Dragonus in Mighty Ducks, the animated series. Puckworld is a home to a race of hockey-loving humanoid ducks. When the sinister Dragonus takes over the planet, a band of determined rebels, the Mighty Ducks, manage to chase him from the planet. During the fight, they are caught in a dimensional portal and end up stranded in Anaheim, California. The Ducks form a hockey team and build a secret base under the Anaheim pond so they can continue to fight Dragonus and hopefully find a way home.
I always thought that this movie, I didn't even know it was a TV show. This movie got so overblown.
Yeah, the movie did get overblown. I did not like any of the three Mighty Ducks movies, but I loved the cartoon show.
That's so weird, because I didn't even know there was one until just now. Okay, so check out the trailer.
There are great new shows for kids from the newest member of the Disney family, ABC. Take a look.
This is your TV, ABC!
Get ready for the Mighty Ducks to jump into gear.
Affirmative.
They're hockey-playing ducks.
Deploy.
And full-time crime fighters.
Punch it!
Defending the Earth from one bad dude.
Roast them. We're gonna take out Dragonus.
Their battle's on and off the ice.
That ought to get his attention.
Make them the toughest ducks you'll ever see.
That's our target.
Disney's Mighty Ducks. Join them Saturdays on ABC, along with brand spanking new Ducks and Gargoyles, The Goliath Chronicles, on ABC Saturday mornings. This is your TV, ABC.
Okay. Did we hear him, Tim Curry?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, and there was no trailer with him in it. We did hear one of his henchmen in it, but not him.
Right. Okay, so now we're talking number six.
Pennywise in It, 1990. In 1960, seven outcast kids known as the Losers Club fight an evil demon who poses as a child-killing clown. 30 years later, they reunite to stop the demon once and for all when it returns to their hometown.
Okay, so I think this is a good time for us to start talking about this thing that we have coming up called Deep Cuts. Now, before I go there, I want to talk about It from 1990 and this Tim Curry miniseries. So it basically, I'm pretty sure the miniseries was either Sunday, Monday, or, you know, maybe Monday night, and then the part two was the following Monday night or something along these lines. But because they were on television, we all had a shared experience. And this is something that I've heard different people talk about that we've lost. We don't really watch television anymore. So we're not watching the same thing at the same time, sharing an experience. We're all streaming stuff and we're all doing things at different times. It's not really shared. It could be similar. For example, when a TV show lands on Netflix, people binge watch the whole series, and then it can kind of somewhat be a shared experience, and you can kind of talk about it the next day or something. But generally speaking, everybody's watching their own things in their own way, their own time, and stuff like that. Now, overall, that I think that that's a better idea. It's just that yin and yang thing. There is negatives. There are downsides to this too. Is that we don't have that shared experience that we can sit and talk to each other. We're not experiencing the thing, whatever it happens to be, at the same time. And I think that is a big loss. That's really the only loss, but it is a big loss when we don't share experiences like that. You know, it's like we can watch it, call each other during the commercial, you know, talk about it the next day at school, all of these different types of things. Now, I do understand that that still does happen to some extent. You know, a big current musical artist releases their album and then people listen to it on Spotify and so on, and then they can talk about it the next day at school and so on. I know that these things sort of happen, but they happened a lot more. And it's the same thing with the video store rental. You'd get together with your friends, you'd go to the video store, you'd discuss movies, what you were gonna rent. And by the way, it was a large discussion. It was I've already seen that, or this was really good, or I'd like to watch this kind of movie, or I'd like to watch, you know, like it was a lot of conversing back and forth. And so there was a lot of in real life, you know, communication and camaraderie, and you get to know people, and you're talking about side things at the same time. Well, the miniseries was started on television, and these miniseries, which, by the way, Stephen King had many of them, these television events were shared experiences. Everybody was watching the same thing at the same time. And then you could call each other afterwards or even during it and talk about it the following day. And and talk about the next upcoming event and so on and so on. Shared experiences. Well, we're going to be doing one. And it's called, you want to tell them about it or do you want me to?
Deep Cuts is what it's called, and you can tell them about it.
Okay. So Deep Cuts is two things in one. A deep cut officially is just a video of some sort, which, by the way, a movie is a video. A film of some sort that has kind of been lost to time. It's a deep cut, like you really have to dig deep to find it. So it's not a common, it's not like Terminator 2 or Gone with the Wind or things like that, that every, you know, films that everybody's heard of. They're rare, but also deep cut from our perspective is a kind of horror. We're going to be looking in the horror section for deep cut. So movies that few or nobody has seen, and older ones preferably, but not exclusively. We're going to be sharing them with everyone. So when we watch a deep cut, we're going to set a certain day and time, and you can mark it on your calendar to watch it with us. And I think I want to bring some of that feeling back, that feeling of shared experience, like we got watching Tim Curry play Pennywise in It way back in 1990. So that's what Deep Cuts is. We're going to be watching old classic horror movies, Agent and I, and maybe some others, and with chat and across multiple platforms, and we're going to do the whole thing. So Deep Cuts, look forward to it. It's coming soon, real soon, actually, probably in a month or so. Okay, so sorry, Agent. I wanted to add that as soon as I saw It from... And by the way, I did see It on television in 1990. I would have been 19 years old, and boy, did I love it. I will say that the end, the ultra ending, like the last 2 minutes of the movie, was kind of bizarre and wonky, but everybody says that about this. But the ride to get there was just wonderful. And from what I hear, I haven't read the book, but from what I hear, I'm glad that they changed a lot of it, because a lot of it was really crazy, sexual with kids and stuff like that is just not cool with me. So I'm glad they kind of edited that out in the 1990 version. And as far as the remake is concerned, I watched part one, and I didn't like it enough to not watch part two. I haven't even seen It Chapter Two.
I haven't seen It Chapter Two either. It's just the new guy was not as good as Tim Curry, so it's like, eh. So I feel that way about most of Stephen King's remakes, by the way. The remakes are not anywhere near as good as the originals.
Yeah. Yeah, what ruined it really for me was all the CGI. I was like, oh, geez. It was just, I don't know. It was like it was a shared experience in 1990, and it was wonderful. And I don't know. Even though the remake did extremely well at the movie, at the box office, it wasn't really for me. I thought the Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise, I thought he did a good job, but I don't know. There was something about Chapter One that just made me not want to even continue anymore. But that happens a lot with modern film. But anyway, Pennywise in It. You read it, right?
Yep.
We just need to watch the trailer. Okay, let's watch the trailer.
Thank you. Why are you guys anywhere?
We're sort of a club.
Yeah, the losers' club.
You want in?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, we're seven now. Lucky seven. Kill it.
I just want to forget about it.
It's not just us. It's all the other kids, too. Who's gonna be next?
It kills kids, damn it. You killed my brother George, you bastard. Let's see you now.
Maybe it's the water.
The water? Maybe it's the sewer.
Hi, Georgie. You're not real!
Was it Pennywise?
Big white guy, red nose. About 75 feet tall, mouth full of razor sharp teeth.
Smell that? It's death. Losers fight it. Losers die.
They all flow.
Yeah, what a great little thing, and what a great way to introduce Deep Cuts too. The miniseries, watching it on television in 1990, you weren't even born yet, were you?
I was born in 1990, July 13th, 1990.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I guess we should continue. I'm just getting all nostalgic about seeing that on television you know, all the everybody talking about it at school the next day, and you know, the next part when it was going to come on, and all the kind of stuff. It was fantastic stuff, and that's what the shared experience is, and that's what I want to bring back with us getting together and watching a movie together, and then we can have fun and talk. And it's just, I'll be honest with you, Agent. So when I put the podcast on pause, and then I realized that I missed spending time with you and watching stuff with you, one of the things that I've realized is I've gotten back, or at least partially, I've gotten back the watching movies with friends concept, because we always did that. It was a common part, going to the video store, renting movies for the weekend, and sitting down and watching movies with friends and eating junk food. That was ultra common. Like, we did it all the time. It was pretty much every weekend almost. And, you know, we got it kind of back doing the podcast together. And when I put the podcast on hold, I was like, oh, I still miss Agent. I still miss spending time with Agent and watching these movies. So I contacted him and I just told him straight up that. I said, I still want to hang out and watch movies, even though this is on pause. And then he was like, well, you were like, you know, why don't we do this? You know, bring it back. At least somewhat. And I was like, why not? You know, if I'm enjoying watching a movie with a friend, I'm sure a lot of other people are going to enjoy it too. And I do know that this happens out there in the wild in all sorts of different ways. Like, there's lots of channels where you can watch movies with people and so on and so on. And we're just going to be another one. It's going to be horror, and it's going to be Deep Cuts. And maybe not even. Maybe we might even venture into some of the bigger name films or something like that. But it's going to be a bunch of friends hanging around. And the reason why I bring up Deep Cut is because there's so many hidden gems. And just
Bloodbath at the House of Death, just to name one.
Yeah. And the feeling that you get from watching an old 70s, 80s, you know, around the VHS era, classic horror movie and stuff like that. It sort of just brings it all together, full circle. So, yeah, look for that coming soon. And if Agent wants to, we'll even cross, we can stream to his platform too, his channels and so on, or at least one of them. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Number five. Long John Silver in Muppet Treasure Island. After telling the story of Flint's last journey to a young Jim Hawkins, Billy Bones has a heart attack and dies, just as Jim and his friends are attacked by pirates. The gang escapes into the town where they hire out a boat and crew to find the hidden treasure which was revealed by Bones before he died. On their voyage across the seas, they soon find out that not everyone on board can be trusted.
I have never seen, I haven't seen this, but I've never seen a Muppet movie that I didn't love. Even the TV show, I remember it was Event Television.
Yep.
And they did that marriage between, the family content was done perfectly. They had the guest star.
Favorite was Vincent Price, with Alice Cooper's episode being my second favorite.
Well, there you go. And these stars that were appealing to the moms and dad, and then they had all the Muppets that appealed to all the kids. I mean, it was a really great marriage. Like, a whole family could sit down and enjoy the Muppet Show. And, you know, some of the jokes were kind of adult. Some of them were kids. And that was the point. And so anyway, let's check out this trailer. I haven't seen this one, but...
Centuries ago, a legendary treasure was buried on a remote island. And there's only one living soul daring enough to find it.
Hello, everyone.
Captain Abraham Smollett is taking command.
This voyage has begun.
To wherever the wind may take us. Hurry, Rizzo!
I'm going as fast as I can.
There's trouble afoot.
Beware the one-legged man. He's the one to fear.
Long John Silver, at your service.
One leg, Jim. Count 'em, one.
Now, the captain is being pursued by pirates.
Pirates?
We're sailing for buried treasure.
We're gonna be rich. We're gonna be dead.
Surrounded by danger.
Terrific. Captured by crazed wild pigs and sacrificed hideously before a pagan altar. Are we lucky or what?
And haunted by his past.
Bonsoir, mes amis. Spalding, can't be you.
Old girlfriend.
We got cabin fever. We lost what sense we had. We got cabin fever, we're all going mad.
Walt Disney Pictures presents, from Jim Henson Productions, a classic tale of ships coming in.
Who hired this crew?
And luck running out.
Give the treasure.
Let's torture the rat.
No more, Miss My Sky.
Muppet Treasure Island.
I'm starting to worry about this voyage.
Oh, wow, that looks a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah. And Tim Curry in that looked pretty darn good. Sounded pretty good. Okay, number four.
Rex Pester in the Rugrats movie. The babies get lost in the forest after Tommy Pickles gets a new baby brother.
Yeah, I've heard of the Rugrats, but that's about it. Let's check out the trailer.
All right, Dee Dee, you can do it. Push now.
Coming soon.
So beautiful.
Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies present...
Hello, my wonderful, sweet baby boy.
The most unexpected event of the year.
Tommy, this is your brother Dylan. Thank you. When the new baby gets here, it'll be like, look, Deed, there's that little bald kid in the house again.
My mommy and daddy won't forget me.
Sometimes little brothers aren't everything you'd hope they'd be. But you've got responsibility now.
What are you doing?
We're taking Dell back to the obstacle, Tommy. You can't do this.
This is Big Action News saying, do you know where your children are?
They were here a minute ago.
Childhood, a time of innocence.
We're doomed, doomed, I tell ya!
A time of unspeakable, unrelenting...
And there can hurry.
We're just having an adventure, that's all.
Any further and I would have needed a fresh diaper.
Join Tommy, Chucky, Phil and Lil, Angelica, and introducing...
Poopy!
Baby Dill.
I guess we'll have to change his diaper.
What do you mean, Rick?
How does it feel knowing your brother lost your only daughter?
That was pretty good.
Expect adventure.
Hang on to your diapers, babies. We're going in.
Expect mystery.
I saw feet prints like that in our storybook. A wolf made him, and then he ate that little Red Riding Girl.
Expect.
You know, not all dogs go to heaven.
Attitude.
After all I've done for you babies, you were gonna leave me.
I didn't know she could fly.
I think it's because she's a witch.
The Rugrats movie.
Go on, Chucky.
Nap time is over.
That looks fun.
It was, and Tim Curry's character was the best part of that. He was the reporter who kept getting everything wrong and inciting the adults into fighting each other.
Oh, very accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so, number three.
The Goblin King in Scooby-Doo and the Goblin King. Scooby-Doo and Shaggy must go into the underworld ruled by the Goblin King in order to stop a mortal named the Amazing Krudsky who wants power and is a threat to their pals Fred, Velma, and Daphne.
Of course, there has to be some Scooby-Doo on this list, right?
Yep.
Because it's Agent. Okay, let's check out this trailer.
On September 16th, the Goblin King is here.
The Goblin Hour has arrived.
Goblin King?
This fall, the world will plunge into chaos as the powers of the supernatural take over, turning the Mystery Gang into horrible monsters.
Okay, like, that doesn't sound so bad.
Hold on for the ride of your lives through a world of goblins and goodies.
Yum, yum.
In an all-new original movie, you've never seen Scooby-Doo and Shaggy quite like this.
Hello, my lovely.
Stop the train! We want off this local locomotive!
Scooby-Doo and the Goblin King. Also look for these other Scooby-Doo movies only on DVD.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Cool. And another Scooby-Doo.
Yep. Number two, Ben Ravencroft and Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Gang visit Oak Haven, Massachusetts to seek strange... goings-on involving a famous horror novelist and his ancestor who is rumored to be a witch. By the way, in an interview, Tim Curry outright stated this was his favorite of the roles he's ever done. He really loves saying the lines, "Dreadful darkness, fill the sky, bring back one who cannot die."
Ben Ravenscroft?
Yep.
Oh. Okay, so this is Tim Curry's favorite role.
Yep.
Is voice acting in Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Let's check out the trailer.
Only on video. Mysteries as old as mankind. Witchcraft. Ghosts. Talking dogs.
Run? Where?
It's the all-new, fully animated movie, Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost.
Ghost hunting's our specialty.
So hop aboard the Mystery Machine for a scoob-tacular ride and bring home the mystery only on video with Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost today.
I've never seen anything like this.
That's the mystery.
You're the man, Scoob.
You're the man.
From Warner Brothers Family Entertainment.
Cool. So that's pretty special, this being his favorite role. It's an odd selection, but who knows? You know, he did so many different things. He gets to pick whatever he wants, right?
Yep.
Okay. And your favorite, so that's interesting. His favorite versus your favorite are different. How do you feel about that?
My favorite is my favorite.
There you go. Okay. Number one.
Wadsworth the Butler from Clue the movie. Clue finds six colorful dinner guests gathered at the mansion of their host, Mr. Body, who turns up dead after his secret is exposed. He was blackmailing all of them. With the killer among them, the guests and Body's chatty butler must suss out the culprit before the body count rises.
Is that Sigourney Weaver?
Yep, I think so. I'm not sure. I'd have to look up the cast again. I know Tim Curry was in it and Christopher Lloyd was in it. But I don't remember most of the other cast members.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. And... yeah. Ellen Brennan. Eileen. Tim Curry. Madeline. I'm not seeing Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, so it wasn't her then.
It kind of looks like this Leslie Ann Warren person, but I'm not sure. But I also didn't look at the entire thing. Leslie Ann Warren.
Okay.
She just looked like Sigourney Weaver. I just looked it up. Okay, let's check out this trailer.
Every person in this room.
I've never seen this movie.
Motive.
And you love it.
Murder.
Yeah, it's my third favorite.
Murder. But only one of these suspects is the murderer. Is it the timid Mr. Green?
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm frightened.
What?
Screaming.
Or the militant Colonel Mustard?
If I was the killer, I would kill you next.
Huh?
Said if.
Mrs. White, who helped her husband on his way.
What's a matter of life after death? Now that he's dead, I have a life.
Miss Scarlet, who's helped many men along the way.
Practice makes perfect. Huh.
Professor Plum, who's looking for a way.
I'm looking.
Mrs. Peacock.
I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here, but I am determined to enjoy myself.
Or did the butler do it?
No.
Paramount Pictures invites you to an evening of mystery.
Let us in! Let us in! Let us out! Let us out!
Murder.
This is getting quite serious.
And madness.
In the movie that makes a scene of the crime.
Someone did it!
Clue. It's not just a game anymore.
Have you ever played the game?
Yep.
What do you think of the game?
It was fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not amazing or anything, but it's, see, this is going back in the day when we used to play board games. You know, before video games, there was board game.
Yep, I actually had Clue growing up.
Right? And, yeah, so there you go. So Clue hits the top of your list for another reason. As many, as it often does, should I say. I've heard you talk about Clue many, many times.
Yeah. Like, so, I said, it's ranked third in my top 100 movies list.
Yeah, and so there'd be a lot of different reasons why we, you know, why you've brought it up if it's that high on your list.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that. I don't even know where I'd begin to do something like that. I really love The Lord of the Rings from Peter Jackson. It's just phenomenal. But Wizard of Oz is up there. I love The Godfather and Alien, Terminator, you know, all the usual suspects of the top movies. I'm kind of on board with all of them. So it's ordering them would be just so difficult. But anyway, so that is Agents top 10. Tim Curry role. Rest in peace, Tim Curry. And thank you very much, Agent, for having me on. And remember, look forward to Deep Cuts. It's coming. It shouldn't be too long down the road. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Have a good night, everyone. Bye now.
Bye. This is John D. Hyena, agent of Social Media Chaos, Chaos Goblin, Chaos Reviews, and High Priest of the Church of Waifus, signing off. Yeah!